Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to our Discover Mansfield podcast. Joining us today is Christopher McDermott, Mansfield's Director of Economic Development. Since Chris joined the town of Mansfield in his role as the Director of Economic Development, the town has increased its outreach to businesses of all sizes. It's increased its capacity to work in partnership with businesses seeking to move to Mansfield to grow and expand here. And Chris has done a wonderful job at building relationships within our business community. Chris, we are so delighted that you have joined today's podcast, and we are looking forward to delving into what's been happening from an economic development standpoint, and to also learn about your recent business outreach visits and so much more. So thank you for joining us, especially on this rather snowy winter day.
Absolutely, Deborah. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we are very happy that you are here. You know, it seems like a lot of really good progress has been made on the economic development front in Mansfield. Can you share with our listeners some of these new developments that have been happening?
Absolutely. We have a number of very exciting developments coming into town right now. One of the first that comes to mind, it was recently highlighted in the Sun Chronicle, is Green Tech Renewables. This is a renewable energy company. They're a nuts to bolts solar cell provider. So they warehouse the equipment and they will travel to their customer's property and install it themselves. They're one of the best in the field. They're taking up roughly 50,000 square feet in the Cabot Park, which we're very, very excited about. They were very proactive in reaching out to the town, asked us some questions about employment services. So we were able to put them through to some state services such as Mass Hire. I believe we recorded a podcast for them through yourself, Deborah, in relation to our Mansfield Works programs, highlighting the positions they're looking to fill. And obviously, of course, put them through to our inspectional services and our fire safety departments, which are involved in permitting and guiding them through the permitting process, which really speaks to one of my major roles is serving as a point of contact for these business interests and helping coordinate efforts between different departments when they come into town. Another one we're really excited about is Fresh Market, which is going to be coming into Mansfield Crossing. They're taking over the former energy space. This is a major grocery chain that we're very excited to see. They're taking over what's obviously a key parcel in that area. As some of our listeners might know, the former Sports Authority space was also occupied by Dick's Sporting Goods. So that's another great win for the town where we're filling two key retail locations. And one last one, it sort of picks up on something that was already underway last year, is the completion of Walgreens Micro-Fulfillment Center. I recently received word that they've received the final approvals to move into the primary portions of their structure. They've been ramping up employment in conjunction with their tax increment financing agreement. It's a deal that they have with the state that requires employment in exchange for certain tax incentives. So we're very excited to see that. We're part of that agreement as well. And they're going to be onboarding roughly 200 new jobs over the next couple of years. So we're very excited to see them occupying their main space, filling that out, installing the robotics in what's going to be a state-of-the-art facility.
Yeah, these are all really fantastic. And what I really love about this, Chris, is that we're seeing a lot of job opportunity, job growth. And this has been, really a theme that we've seen over the last year with organizations within Mansfield that are growing, expanding, of course, moving here, where there are opportunities for job growth, and also contributions to the commercial tax basis and so much more that really drives not only the business economy, but it also helps to fuel the residential economy. And so these are really excellent wins for the town. And what's really wonderful is to see the continuation of them, because we had you on not too long ago, where there was a whole other host of positive things that have been happening. And so, and I also think that, you know, the recent podcast that we have done interviewing many of these businesses that have been in town and they've been experiencing growth, expansion, et cetera, has been really a hallmark of the economic development program. You know, as the second largest commercial office park in the Commonwealth, the Cabot Park is home to many leading organizations. And recently, your office initiated an online brochure illustrating the available space and also touting the remarkable features of the park. Would you like to talk a little bit about this, talk a little bit about the Cabot Park, the values that the park offers to businesses seeking a home, and anything else that you think would be appropriate?
Absolutely, no. As you mentioned, the Cabot Park is the second largest business park of its type in the Commonwealth, and I believe the entirety of New England. It's got a key location right off of I-495 and Route 140, which many of our business partners find incredibly attractive. And it's also smack halfway between Boston and Providence. So it's really an ideal place to start a larger operation, whether you're looking for industrial space, warehouse space, or even office space. It has a wonderful mix of amenities and availabilities that individuals can draw from. We've been looking for opportunities that would allow us to market key sites across town for a little while now. And we're really using this effort as a pilot. We pulled together a brochure with, what was it, Deborah? I think four or five major business openings that we'd really like to highlight, bring to people's attention, possibly attract an employer to. And we've developed this flyer, which is something we're going to be printing off in the near future, utilizing at business events, realtors visits, et cetera, to really raise the town's profile. Of course, we're not just going to use the printouts. Will also be already have been posting some of these sites to the Discover Mansfield social media pages. We're going to be posting them on our website in a new location or a newly designed location with more on that to be announced in a later date. But we're really excited about this initiative and bringing it forward. We've been working directly with the realtors who are representing these sites, making sure that everything is just right, everything is accurate. And we think it's going to be a great tool for the town to use in highlighting what it has available.
Yeah, I think it's great. And you said a key phrase, Chris, and that's elevating the town's profile and working collaboratively with the real estate professionals in the commercial sector and making sure that they have the tools that are needed to market key properties in the town, key development opportunities is a real great strength that that it's a great tool that they can use in doing that elevation and bringing people here. And I know that this isn't the only thing that that you're working on to really elevate the profile of the town and you know, with all sorts of organizations such as MassBio and other organizations that the town is a member of. And I think that that is a really great thing because it puts Mansfield out there so much more than you see so many of these other communities, because Mansfield has made economic development a key priority. And when you make it a key priority, it's really making the investment, making the commitment, and then taking action to really make that happen. And so the investment in the Cabot Park of time, effort, and energy is really great, and it's obviously paying off. Let's talk a little bit about visits and tours, because that is really a wonderful thing that that you're doing. It really puts you at the pulse of the business community. And it's been a very well-received aspect of what it is that you're doing in your role amongst the businesses that you visited. So over the past year, you know, it's great to see the number of tours and site visits that you've been on with many of Mansfield's most innovative larger companies, to visiting with the town's small business community. So please tell us about those visits and tours, and it would be great for our listeners to really get a sense as to where those visits were, and perhaps maybe what you've learned on your experiences in meeting some of these folks, and not just about their businesses and their operations, but also perhaps maybe what you've learned about why they're here in Mansfield.
Absolutely. Well, these are really a great way to reach out to members of our business community, learn about what's important to them, connect with them, and make sure that they're aware that they have an ear in town hall, somebody they can reach out to, somebody they can speak to if they have a question about where to go, what they need, what direction to move in. So it's been a great experience of mine over the past, I'd say I've been here, a little over a year now, to connect with them. We've had meetings with a number of key ones. RC Hagen was a great one, Hub Folding Box Company, Lacerda, just to name some of the larger corporations that we visited. We've also visited some of our medium-sized businesses. I'd say one of the key ones there would be the Village at Willow Crossing. Not a traditional business, it is a retirement community, but they provide a critical service to the town. And I was happy to visit with them, learn a little bit about what that community has to offer the senior residents of Mansfield. And I'm happy to say that after meeting with the assistant executive director, Jim Shriver, who's also a resident, he expressed interest in becoming involved in town government himself, and we were able to recruit him onto the Industrial Development Commission, which I also staff. So building those bridges, building those connections, and maintaining them is absolutely critical. Another thing we've done a couple of downtown walks where I've simply stepped out, gone door to door across the downtown, introducing myself to the small businesses that are located throughout there, because those are really the lifeblood of a community. They're part of what make Mansfield particularly unique. So visiting them, learning about what's important to them was a great experience. And we recruited a couple of these for podcasts. I believe we recently had Beans and Seeds on a couple of months ago. Was an opportunity for us to ask them about what brought them to Mansfield and learn a little bit about what's important to them as a local employer.
Yeah, and I think that what's really great is that the economic development vision here is that all of the businesses of all shapes and sizes are included in that economic development plan. And all of them are really key to relationship building, and they all are very important to the landscape, the economic landscape of the town. Very often, you might see an economic development push and you see that it's all large companies, and a lot of times that small business community, is not adhered to. And I think in this case, where you have such an amazing bandwidth of visits, of vision, of implementation, where everyone, all of the businesses are really important, and they're part of this community, and they're part of the outreach, is just what makes Mansfield very unique and special from an economic development standpoint. And so I applaud your efforts in really getting so much diversity of businesses into your daily and weekly plans for outreach. So, thank you for doing that. And I think it's a really a great testament to the town.
Absolutely. No, I think you hit on something that's very important there. I really view Mansfield as having three key segments within its business community. You really have the local businesses that occupy and make up our downtown. You have the commercial residents that populate the shopping centers at Mansfield Crossing and Aaron's Plaza. And you, of course, also have the industrial tenants and corporate tenants who make up the Cabot Parks residency. And, catering to all three of these is absolutely critical to making sure that we have a strong, balanced business community within our town.
Definitely. And they all feed off of each other. I'm sure that the employees of the large companies love going into the small businesses in town and getting services or getting their coffees or pastries or all those specialty items that are only found in Reminiscent in the small businesses. And, it's really great. And the residents, you know, having these wonderful job opportunities of businesses in all shapes and sizes really does, you know, make it work full circle. So it's really great. Let's talk a little bit about transportation, because on the, you know, I think on everyone's mind is the exciting news, one of the newest and most exciting developments in the town from an economic development standpoint is the addition of the daily bus service to and from Logan. It's a real game changer in so many ways to have this daily service. And it's not only great for the businesses in town that depend on air travel for their teams, if they have sales forces or if they're flying in from corporate offices to their local locations, but also for the residents who are looking at leisure travel. So let's talk about this, Chris, and also I'd love your take on how this impacts economic development.
Absolutely. No, I think it's a great asset to add to the community's disposal. It's one of the things that really increases our profile as a key place to live, work, and play, as they sometimes say. It shows highlights in Mansfield's location. I mean, as anyone who's listening probably knows, we're halfway between Boston and Providence, which is a key factor when it comes to choosing a location in which to set up an operation. As I mentioned before, right off I-495, and this is just a natural fit within that makes a full use of those attributes of the community. I agree. I think it's a great service. It's something that increases our connectivity and gives residents a new tool they can use when it comes to accessing the services that are available at Logan Airport.
Yeah, it's just really huge, and the feedback has been exceptional. People are just so pleased and happy about it. And recently they increased their service due to demand, which was also, you know, wonderful news. And you know, Mansfield being located where it is, it's a great, great location. And that is a huge selling point, a selling feature for the town to be at, you know, the crossroads of so many different routes, to be within close proximity to two major airports, one international airport, to have the MBTA station, and to have this, you know, ease of access is just tremendous. Again, you know, you think about all the reasons why businesses should look at Mansfield. This is now, you know, another reason, one more reason why Mansfield is so desirable. So it's just really great news. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the other good news that comes out of the transportation sector for the town, which I think is going to be growing and getting even more exciting in the coming years. So it's all great. You know, one key objective for Mansfield's economic development team over the past several years has been helping to foster more growth in the area of life science and biotech. You know, years and years ago, we all know that California was the number one rated life sciences / biotech location, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is right there. And I think at one point we, as a state, exceeded California. And we're seeing sectors. We all know that Cambridge is, you know, the hub of life sciences here in the Commonwealth. But we've also seen growth in areas such as Worcester, and we've seen growth in Devens. And also on the radar is Mansfield, which is very positive. And you have been working very hard in your role at really helping to drive this home. And let's talk about some of the things that your office has done to help with this initiative and some of those excellent outcomes that we've seen recently over the past year. And then I also know that most recently there was some fantastic news in the life sciences sector for Mansfield.
Absolutely. No, I'm happy to speak to that. I mean, Mansfield is home to a number of key life science businesses. We have Integra Life Sciences, we have American Health Associates, and I think most critically, we have the Mansfield Bio Incubator, which is a very, very unique asset. Something you probably see a couple of them in Boston, and you know, maybe once, I believe there's one on the North Shore. But an incubator is really a location that provides startup businesses and startup companies with shared space, services, and equipment. Really helps to guide them along the path towards success and growth. And obviously, as the name implies, this one's focused on biotechnology companies. It has a lab at its disposal that its members can utilize. And it recently underwent a 15,000 square foot expansion, nearly doubling its size, that is almost already entirely leased up. So they've been very, very successful. They've been great to work with. We've helped them out on a number of occasions on specific initiatives. We helped facilitate introductions to Wheaton College for them. That's allowed them to recruit some students over there as employees and interns, helping some of these businesses get off the ground. We recently brought their expansion to the attention of Mass Econ. That's a business association that specializes in outreach to companies outside of the Commonwealth, site scouts outside of the Commonwealth, really partners with us when it comes to connecting potential employers to sites that we have available and other communities across the Commonwealth have available. They have an annual award called the Massachusetts Impact Awards, which highlights businesses that have recently expanded or located to Massachusetts. And we thought this was a great company to highlight. We were able to put them into a connection with the team at Mass Econ, and we're happy to announce that they have in fact been selected as an awardee for this year's Team Massachusetts Impact Awards.
That is just so fantastic. And you know, the growth of this entity, you know, it just keeps going. I remember when we first invited them on to a podcast about 2 years ago, all of this was just, you know, they were hoping to grow it. They were hoping to get to the next level. And then it did. It grew. It got to the next level. As you mentioned, they got significant funding. And here it is now. They're being honored in a statewide ceremony, which really helps to put not only their organization on the map, but it also helps put Mansfield on the map. So it's a very, in the life sciences sector, so it's a very positive positive thing. It builds, continues to help build that momentum. And I think, you know, it's just really the beginning of so many additional good things to come. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what else is on the horizon, Chris. As you look at the next couple of months, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to doing? And what are you hoping is going to happen just in the area of economic development?
Well, we continue to work with our partners, reaching out to area businesses and businesses beyond the Commonwealth, really trying to attract them to the region and highlight what's important about Mansfield specifically as a community. We actually have some tours lined up for next week showing some partners of ours in the development sector, some available sites, in the hopes that they'll be able to share those with their own clientele and maybe build some connections that can make use of these availabilities. We're also continuing to reach out to some of our partners who are in development or moving down that development pipeline about setting up some tours, maybe a couple of sneak peeks even before they break ground. So we have some exciting things coming our way, and I look forward to sharing them with all of you in the near future.
That's terrific. And let's talk to our business community now. If there is a business out there that is an individual running the business that's listening to this podcast and they're intrigued and they say, gosh, you know, I'd love to have Chris come and visit my company, visit my small business, take a tour, get to know him, what should they do?
Please feel free to reach out to me. My email is cmcdermott, C-M-C-D-E-R-M-O-T-T, @ mansfieldma.com. Or you can call me on the phone, 508-851-6410. I'd be happy to learn more about your operation and come by and say hello.
Yeah, I think that would be great. And of course, we're encouraging businesses to reach out. There's nothing like the value of the public-private partnership, and also just really getting to know the town, getting to know your economic development director, so that you can have someone that you can talk to if you're looking to expand, if you're looking to grow, if you have some kind of a dilemma and you're looking for a resource to point you in the right direction. Mansfield provides the resource. Chris has done a fabulous job and is looking forward to meeting with more companies. So, Chris, is there anything that you'd like to add before we close our podcast today?
No, just that I really appreciate the time, and I look forward to what the next couple of months have in store.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the great work that you do on behalf of your role in Mansfield.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Deborah.